USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are calling for the vice president to be removed as border czar. Congressman Brian Babin of Texas saying the flood of illegal immigration continues, and Kamala Harris has bungled the response.
It's been 3 months since Vice President Harris was given the title of czar, and she has yet to go down there. Unbelievable.
New figures from the United Nations reveal a major refugee crisis. More than 80 million people fled their homes last year, making 1% of the world displaced. The UN says that number would have been higher if it had not been for the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Hurricane Center says storm conditions are expected to reach the Gulf Coast later today from intercoastal city Louisiana all the way to the Alabama-Florida state line. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The redistricting from the 2020 census is starting in one state.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting after the 2020 census. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is officially a federal holiday after President Biden gave approval yesterday to a measure which marks Juneteenth. Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in America, which was actually a few years after the Emancipation Proclamation. The date of the new holiday is June 19th, but it's being observed today due to it falling on a Saturday this year. When signing the legislation at the White House on Thursday, President Biden saying great nations don't ignore their most painful moments and acknowledging those moments help a nation heal and grow stronger. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 300 cases of heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccines have been reported in young people. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said on Thursday. The CDC's independent advisory group called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting next week to review the cases. As far as if she believes the vaccines are safe for kids, she tells ABC's Good Morning America.
We certainly are looking at this carefully. We have an ACIP meeting that has been scheduled for next week, and we are going to be eager to look at the data during that meeting. What I will say is over 200 million doses of vaccine have been given, and really, these events are really quite rare. They are, as you know, minor, self-limited. They generally resolve with rest and standard medications. And what we're really saying is the risk of the disease itself, we've had 300 pediatric deaths. We've had over 4,000 children with the MIS-C syndrome that have resulted in even more deaths, 36 more deaths. These cases of mild heart inflammation, the risk of that, which are quite rare, that are overwhelmed by the benefit of getting vaccinated.
And finally, COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted at Yankee Stadium in timing with tonight's Yankees game against the Oakland A's. The game set to be at 100% capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.